This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Shrek 2 dominated the box office this weekend. The film not only had the biggest opening for any animated film in history, but it also smashed a number of other records, and it jolted Hollywood out of a slump at the box office this year. NPR's Kim Masters reports the strong showing positions the DreamWorks studio for a possible public stock offering later this year.
A green ogre has killed the monster slayer, Van Helsing, and triumphed over Troy.
Shrek 2 had an amazing weekend. This was a monumental, record-breaking gross. For the weekend, they did over $104 million, and I think these are conservative estimates.
Box office analyst Paul Dragarabedian says Shrek 2 beat Hollywood's all-time record for a single day of ticket sales, squeaking past Spider-Man's one-day gross of $43.6 million.
Shrek 2 managed to do $44.8 million on Saturday. And you have to remember, too, a lot of those tickets are children's admissions, which are about a third of the price of an adult admission, which makes it all the more impressive.
Dragarabedian also said the film had the highest five-day gross ever for a picture opening midweek, passing The Return of the King. Needless to say, it also smashed the record for the biggest opening of an animated film. These giant numbers are good news for Hollywood, but they are great news for DreamWorks, which has been pondering a public stock offering of its animation division. Christopher Dixon, a media investor for Gabelli Group Capital Partners, says the Shrek opening positions DreamWorks well.
This really suggests that DreamWorks is on a roll.
DreamWorks was founded almost 10 years ago by moguls David Geffen, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. The studio has not turned into the powerhouse in movies, music, television, and computer games that its founders had hoped. It has sold off its music division, and its television operations are more modest than planned. Even in movies, the studio has struggled lately. But with Shrek's success, DreamWorks might take a shot at convincing investors that it has hit its stride in animation. Dixon thinks Shrek 2 proves that Katzenberg, who ran the Disney studio when it made hits like Beauty and the Beast and Lion King, has the goods when it comes to animation.
Compare what's going on with DreamWorks today and their animation relative to what went on at Disney since he left.
Since Katzenberg left, Disney has faltered with pictures like Home on the Range. Its big hits, like Finding Nemo, weren't homegrown.
Clearly, Disney had to go outside, do a joint venture with Pixar to get the same kind of resonance.
Other industry observers are more skeptical, noting that DreamWorks has faltered with films like Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. But that was made using traditional, hand-drawn animation. And the hot ticket today is the kind of computer animation seen in Shrek. Computer-generated movies have generated heat at Pixar, the home of Finding Nemo, and the DreamWorks team may well be hoping to taste the same success. But unlike Pixar, DreamWorks plans to release more than one film each year. That might test the public's appetite as well as the company's creative resources. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.